Horizontal and vertical lines meet at certain points.
When a pair of vertical and a pair of horizontal lines meet, they form a box, a space.
Many meetings, many spaces.
A space has the potential to contain whatever can fit, only limited by the borders.
Next to that space is another, but with the potential to contain something else. Spaces and places. They happen to be filled and emptied with some things, something, and no things, nothing.
Sometimes things get split to be stored side by side because they are too big to fit.
They are next to and on top of in order to remain.
Some don't fit at all.
Complications and spaces.
Below, lowest.
So just as these lines separate a space from another, the spaces become a whole assembled by the lines. Lines separate, lines unite.
And construct.
X's split, but yet united when removed and made whole.
Empty containers to contain.
That in a box is alone. That in a box belongs. At the same time, that is part of the other that, but then still, apart. Things and no things.
To put, at times, pairs of vertical and horizontal lines meet to make a space for us to do this and that.
Within
and without.
I exist.
You exist. He exists. She exists. It exists.
We exist.
Again.
You exist.
Again.
They exist.
Again.
There.
Usually places differ in size.
But what matters is scale.
A so-called line symbolizes a change.
Something happens.
In past, present, future.
The space is inside these lines.
Inside this inside is the interior, hidden.
The interior holds the parts together as a whole.
No matter how hard you try to get rid of exteriors, you will always reach the next.
In front of and behind.
A surface.
At other times, pairs of vertical and horizontal lines meet to make a space that separates you from me, them from them.
Still it gathers next to and on top of.
Inside, outside.
There I am.
Right here.
Every day.
In the center.
In corners, though.
Either looking in or looking out.
A situation.
Just now.
A line.
A thing. A thing that defines everything outside its own boundaries.
This is a boundary.
You move toward the center. I move outward toward the boundaries.
In some occasions we pass one another.
We act.
Interact.
Individually.
Collectively.
Really in the corners.
Corners are right angles.
Other angles are wrong.
We prefer the wrong angles. Broken lines, curved lines, not straight lines. Confused.
A complete confusion.
These moments count.
And then all the invisible lines.
Diagonals lean with support from verticals and horizontals.
X might appear when two diagonals cross. X is used as a symbol for you being here, now and then. X is used on top of the past dates in my calendar to keep me updated with which day we have reached.
X is used as a sign for everything I don't know. X is the unknown. X to cross over, not to delete.
Squares.
Not geometry.
A potential square that needs a line.
Becomes a triangle when the diagonals meet because they cannot stand by themselves.
Many pieces of small broken lines might become a circle when connected.
Located in these spaces by words.
A relation from which other relations will come into being.
On my way I cross lines that aren't not particularly verticals.
We meet but with separate starting points.
Each time I reach the end of a boundary I see a line, a horizon.
A space in a space in a space in a
space in a space in a space in a space in a space. It takes two to make one.
Point.
A separation has the potential to link. A link is a deal.
Ideal.